Well, good evening, everybody. My name is David Litt. I'm in charge of sales and marketing for Purium, and it is a very fun job to have. Been out on the road to Florida and Utah and Arizona. People every single week that we're in front of, it's almost like a mini national convention as we go around the country. You know, just about every week we're in front of four people or so. We started out in Orlando and Tampa and Fort Lauderdale. Went over to Utah and Arizona and New York. Last week we had Amanda. This week we're having our first event ever in Texas tonight in Houston. And then the big one in Hawaii this Saturday. Big, big, big event. I'm sure they'll have 400 people in Hawaii alone. And then we're going off, David Sandoval and myself, going to Germany on October 4th, Toronto to launch Canada on October 7th. I'm going to be in Michigan just outside of Detroit in Novi on the 8th of October. We just announced Dallas, Texas. So we have our second Texas event on October 11th. And I know that there are events percolating in Iowa and back to New York and back to Orlando. And so week after week after week after week, this tour is picking up steam and picking up new locations as leaders raise their hand and say, you know, I can get 100 people in the room. I can get 200 people in the room. I can get 400 people in the room. And it's exciting. You know, it's really exciting to see the energy and to hear all the stories of transformation that have been going on. So that's the thing is, we go out into the field to energize the team, and I come back more energized hearing these amazing stories of personal transformation, health transformation, financial transformation, and really, really, really exciting stuff happening. The California events last week were lots of fun, so thanks for all who joined us out there in California. And then we've got big events coming back to back to back, Diamond Trip, Blue Diamond Retreat, and then Crown Trip. So, we've got Diamond Club in October, Blue Diamond Retreat in November, Crown Trip, our first ever in December. So lots of stuff to promote into, lots of stuff to be excited about, and that's the reason that tonight's call is about creating a campaign, leveraging some of the activities and events that are going on, as well as creating campaigns outside of events and to help you to uncover, you know, what a campaign is and how it works. And want to make sure also that you know that, you know, we have these calls every Tuesday night, every Wednesday night. David Sandoval, our owner, does a call. He's been doing a series called Dave and the Doctors. And tomorrow night he's got David Agata, a fantastic chiropractor, very successful Purium member. And he's going to be talking about joint flex and apothecary and the transformation and how to build a business and how to promote health professionals. So it's going to be an exciting call tomorrow night, 24 hours from now. So I want to make sure I mention that as well. So, you know, with all these exciting things going on, I thought that the concept of creating a campaign would be a great subject. And it's something near and dear to my heart because I'm a marketing person as well as a salesperson. And to me, a campaign is that perfect blend of marketing and sales. It's that perfect blend of strategy and action. It's that perfect blend of thinking and doing. It's no coincidence that Holly Pasqua and Brandy Shinoto, have such a successful team because they are constantly creating campaigns. Holly is constantly thinking up, you know, what's the next thing, and Brandy is creating the action and the energy and the excitement to make that happen over and over and over again. They're always looking for what's the next thing, what can we do to drive our business. And so it's that thinking and doing, it's that strategy and action, it's that marketing and sales. And a campaign is really nothing more than an organized effort to achieve a specific goal. It's an organized effort to achieve a specific goal. So if you don't have a campaign going on right now, then chances are your business is on autopilot. Chances are your business is drifting. If you're not building for something specific, in a very specific way, with a campaign surrounding it, then chances are your business is drifting. So, you know, we treat it like a business, it'll make you money, treat it like a hobby, it'll cost you money. Well, creating campaigns is what helps you to build a business, to combine that marketing and sales activity. So let's jump right into it and talk about creating a campaign. And every campaign has six elements to it. The first element is a purpose. What is the campaign? And I'll give you some specific examples later, call, but just want to lay out all of the six elements of a campaign. And the first is a purpose. What is it? What is the campaign? The second is prospects, is who are we talking to? Who are we targeting? Who is going to be involved in this campaign, either as a prospect or as somebody that's going to be involved in coming on board to work with us to build? So it's got a purpose, it's got prospects. The third is the message, it's the why somebody should be excited about this campaign. And the fourth is the offer, which also has to do with the why. So you've got the what, the purpose, the who, the prospects, the why, which is the message and the offer, and then the next component is the when. It's the urgency. When is this going to happen by? And then the sixth piece is the payoff. That's the fun part, which is the how much. So it's what, who, why, when, and how much. It's the purpose, the prospects, the message and offer, the urgency, and the payoff. And that's why I love the quote in today's email blast from Jim Rohn. He said, without a sense of urgency, desire loses its value. Without a sense of urgency, desire loses its value. And what that means is that you may want to be a diamond. You may want to be a blue diamond. You may be an entrepreneur. All those things are desires, but without urgency, without action, without a plan, without this campaign that is driving toward that goal, then, you know, desire loses its value because it's really just a dream. It's not a plan. It's really not something that's gonna happen. It's a wish. It's not an activity that's moving closer. Your goal, your focus is just to try to move one step closer every single day to your vision. One step closer every single day. And that's what these campaigns do. Is they create an activity level and a specific game plan for you to make things happen. So what I'd like to do is share a couple of different examples of campaigns for you that go right through the what, the who, the why, the when, and the how much to see how you can create campaigns for your own. So for some of you, you're saying, hey, I've got a campaign going, and you know maybe these concepts will emphasize that you're on the right track. For those of you whose business is drifting, who doesn't have a campaign going, maybe one of these ideas will spur a something that you can focus on so that you can create a specific campaign here tonight and put into action over the next few weeks. So the first is to hold 4 healthy happy hours. So that would be a campaign. We created a healthy happy hour launch kit specifically for that concept, and that healthy happy hour launch kit has everything you need to hold those 4 healthy happy hours, and it's under $50. So it's got your care pads, it's got your brochures, it's got your peak interest cards, it's got the DVD. So it's everything you need other than product and a location to have success with 4 healthy happy hours. So if that's the campaign, if that's the what, then the question is who? Who are you going to invite to those 4 healthy happy hours? So email list, you're going to check your business cards, you're going to check all of the phone lists that you may have, your Christmas card list. There are lots and lots and lots of people. Chances are that you know hundreds of people in your community, friends, neighbors, family, or even friends of friends, to promote into your first healthy happy hour. And for those who say, no, I can't make it to the first one, your second one, and for those who can't make it for the second one, the third one, and by that time they know you're really serious. So having 4 healthy happy hours gives you a what. The who is all the people that you know that are close enough to come to those healthy happy hours, and then the why. Why would they care? Why would they come? Well, the message is to do a transformation, to learn about healthy organic products, to join a challenge with you to lose some weight and cleanse and detoxify and reset their metabolism. And the offer is a $50 gift card. So they can have $50 off anything they want if they show up at this healthy happy hour. So that's one of the great benefits of our gift card marketing system, is that it provides a reason to get people to your healthy happy hours by offering them $50 off any product they'd like just for showing up. So that's the why people would be excited about the campaign and to show off that message and that offer when, well, maybe it's next Monday night at your home. And then it's the following Monday night, and the following Monday night, and the following Monday night. And how much, then you specifically have an outcome that you're trying to achieve. Let's say your goal is, over the course of those four healthy happy hours, to have 25 guests, to have 10 new transformations, to have four new promoters, and to have at least one healthy happy hour that spun off one new healthy happy hour that you're going to help somebody else start so that you can begin the process of duplication. So that gives you a very specific goal, a specific objective, so that you know what you're trying to achieve. And then when you're done with your campaign, when you're done holding those four healthy happy hours, you can say, did I have my 25 guests? Did I get my top 10 transformers? Did I get my four promoters? Did I spin off one healthy happy hour? You know, those are things then you can look back and say, I got more, I got less. And it helps to keep you on track to continue to promote to make sure that your campaign is successful. So that's how you tie the marketing and the sales together in a campaign, is you don't just hold a healthy happy hour, cross your finger and hope something happens. By having the strategy, the thinking, the game plan, the objective, and walking through what you're going to say and how you're going to say it to how many people with what your goal is, it puts your business more on purpose. It puts your business like a business where you have a goal to build and to drive activity and volume. So that's one example of a campaign, a really simple activity that anyone on this phone can do. This is a business that's easy to do. It's a business easy not to do. And holding four healthy happy hours is something anyone can do. And if you don't want to hold it at your home, go to a local church, a local library, a local community center. Go to the apartment complex down the way and have it in their community room. There are many, many places that you can have it at a friend's house. So, you know, just do it in a consistent way. Do it with a consistent message and do it with a focus. And you'll see by the second, by the third, by the fourth that it should be picking up momentum, picking up energy and excitement as some of the first people who came to the first healthy happy hour roll into the second and third and fourth, inviting their own guests, and then it's going to pick up a momentum of its own. So that's a simple campaign. Another campaign would be to be a road trip promoter. So that's the what. You know, I'm going to be a road trip promoter. That's my campaign. So who are we going after? Who are the prospects? Well, the prospects were in Houston, Texas tonight, but this weekend they're in Hawaii. Next week they're in Germany, and then Toronto, and then Michigan, and then Dallas. So who do you know in Hawaii? Who do you know in Germany or Toronto or Detroit area or Dallas? Who do they know? Reaching out to people that you know and reaching out through your network, not only to people, but through people. So posting it out on Facebook in a big, big way. I'm looking for people in Hawaii. I'm looking for people in Germany. I'm looking for people in Michigan or in Toronto. And I'm going to not only go on Facebook, maybe I'm going to go on the Internet and look at those markets and see if I can promote into those markets, whether it's buying leads, whether it's, checking out yoga instructors in Dallas, Texas, whether it's checking out, you know, martial arts co-owners in Michigan, whatever it is that creates a focus that you're a road trip promoter, and the why of your campaign, your message is, hey, I want you to meet the leaders of the company. David Sandoval is going to be at a lot of these events. I'm going to be at some of these events. We're going to have lots of crowns at these events. And also to open new markets. So for you, if you don't have anybody in Dallas, Texas, if you don't have anybody in Michigan or Toronto or in Hawaii, you know, to say, you know, I'm looking for people in Hawaii. It's going to be an awesome event. There's going to be 400 people or so. We got 7 different crowns. David Sandoval, our owner, is going to be there. I just want people there. And anyone who shows up, I'm going to give them a gift card for any product that they want. And maybe you can even go one step further. I'm looking for promoters. I'm looking to launch this market. And so if you choose to enroll with a Platinum Pack, I'll get you your own Healthy Happy Hour launch kit. So that's what I'm doing. I'm looking to launch Dallas, or I'm looking to launch Michigan. And, you know, that could be part of your message. That could be part of your campaign. When are you going to do it? Let's say you're going to do all of that this week. So that's going to be your campaign for this week. You're going to jump on Facebook, and you're going to start promoting into the road trip. And the culmination, the how much, what's the result that you're looking for in your campaign, is maybe you're looking at a total of 20 guests at the next 6 road trip meetings. And our promoters, and 2 that are willing to get a Healthy Happy Hour launch kit, or that you're going to buy a Healthy Happy Hour launch kit for them, and you're going to get behind them to help to launch that market. So that gives you a specific game plan. It's a campaign. It's a set of activities. It's focused. It gets you excited. It gets you out there promoting something on Facebook, talking about different states, talking about different cities, talking about different people, and gets you and your team. Maybe it's not just you. Maybe part of the who is that you're going to organize your whole team to be road trip promoters here this week. And, you know, I know that Hawaii is going to be an awesome, awesome event, and the more people you can get to that event, you know, the better off it's going to be, because everyone who's going to be there is going to, if they're not already enrolled in the business, they're going to enroll. So that's another campaign you could create. You could do a campaign around Power Kids. You know, Power Kids could be the what? That could be your focus for the next 10 days. You're going to become a Power Kids promoter. It's something you haven't focused on. You tried the product yourself. You thought it was amazing. Your kids tried the product. They loved it the first time. You know, they've never had kale before. They've never eaten healthy things like this before. It's something you're putting in their lunchbox. You're excited about it. You're going to become a Power Kids promoter for 10 days. And who are you going to target? You're going to target moms and dads. You're going to target moms and dads in your kids' school, but maybe moms and dads throughout your friends and your Facebook list and your family and other people, neighbors. Why do they want to try Power Kids? Well, there's many reasons. So it could be about getting them off of soft drinks. It could be being part of the Million Mom Movement. It could be you know, new studies coming out about artificial sweeteners being no good for kids. It could be about brain power and back to school. So there's many, many things that you can post, that you can communicate, that you can be excited about, that helps your prospects understand the message and understands the why, that they should be excited about the campaign like you are. And of course, the gift card is always the great offer that we have. And you can even spell it out specifically, saying, hey, if you get use a gift card with a container of Power Kids, you know, you're going to be spending less than $1.50 a serving to try out the product. And if your kids like it as much as my kids do, you know, you're going to have a new product that can be your go-to health drink in your household. I want to give you a gift card. I only have a handful of them, and that creates the urgency. When are you going to do it? You're going to promote Power Kids for 4 days or 7 days or 10 days. You know, so figure out how long you're going to be focusing on it, and you don't have to have just one campaign running. So you could be, you know, including that in other things that you're doing, depending on how full-time you are in the business. But how much? What's the result that you want out of that campaign? Well, maybe you want 10 gift cards redeemed. And of those 10 gift cards redeemed, you're hoping that 2 people will upgrade or convert into promoters, and now you got a couple of motivated moms who are using Power Kids, and now they've got their own gift cards, and now they're excited, and maybe they're ready to try a transformation and do some Healthy Happy Hours and build a business. So you know, you're constantly looking for things you can latch on to and attach yourself to and get excited about. If you're already a diamond in the business, you know, then you could have a focus of a campaign in which your goal is to, you know, to get to at least green diamond this month and black diamond next month and crown the following month. So you can be at Diamond Club, and you can be at the Blue Diamond Retreat, and you can be at the Crown Trip. So what's the campaign? The campaign is Green Black Crown. That's your campaign. Who are the people that you're targeting? Well, you may be targeting three people that you want to get to Diamond this month. You're targeting three people that you want to go with you on that Diamond Club event in October, because you know if you can get those three people to the Diamond Club event, their business could double and double again. So that's your goal, that's your campaign, is how can I get these three people that are already building, some are at director, some are at executive, how can I get them to Diamond with me so that pushes me to Green Diamond this month? And if I can get all three of them to Diamond Club, I know that that's going to catapult their business so they could be Green Diamonds in October. I could be a Black Diamond in October, which gets me beyond Blue Diamond and gets me to the Blue Diamond Retreat. And then my goal from there is to help them to get to Blue Diamond. They're earning significant income. And, you know, if that's the game plan, then I get the crown. So engaging your people to see what their goals are, but knowing that the first big step is to get them to Diamond this month, and that can catapult them and catapult the momentum necessary. So that's the campaign. The what is Green Black Crown. The who is, you know, person A, B, C, or A, B, C, D, and E. And why? Because they want to get to Diamond Club. If you can get them to Diamond Club in October, you know it's going to build their business. And the offer may be, if you get to Diamond this month, I'll pay for your plane ticket so you can come out to Long Beach with me. This is where treating it like a business is serious. And I know that lots of leaders are starting to invest more money in themselves and their team, flying around to these events, flying other people to events, and putting carrots out there, because they realize that if they create momentum in their business and excitement and energy in their business, then that turns into more business later, and that's just good business. And then when? The when is laid out, September, October, November. Those are the deadlines for our Diamond Club, our Blue Diamond Retreat, and our Crown Trip. And how much? You know, what is the result you're looking for? You're looking for three free trips. You're looking to go to your Diamond Trip, your Blue Diamond Retreat, your Crown Trip, and that your goal is to have a full-time income by the end of the year going into next year, in which, you know, you see your business really taking off. So here you are, you're a Diamond heading for Green Diamond, you've got a couple of great people, three, four, five great people, and you know that if you can motivate them to get to Diamond Club, it's going to really springboard your business, and over the next 90 days, this 90-day blitz can get you to a full-time income, and you can quit your job, and you can go full-time with Perium, and you can live your dreams starting in 2015, and that may be your campaign. And so reprioritizing your life, helping and working with your people, doing enough healthy happy hours, and, you know, creating campaigns for them and with them to have the activity of the business and have the level of focus, the level of energy, the level of investment of time and money match what you're trying to get out of your business. So that's the thing. When we say treat your business like a business and it'll make you money, it has to do with the brain power that you're putting into it, and it has to do with the activity and also sometimes the financial investment necessary to drive your business using these campaigns. So hopefully many of you are already doing this in some sort of way. But for some of you, it may be a wake-up call to say, wow, I really need to look at my business in a more strategic way, doing the thinking and the doing, doing the strategy and the activity, engaging more people, and being really a bit more systematic as far as understanding what I'm doing, who I'm doing it with, why somebody should be excited, what that message and offer is, when I need to get it done by, and how much I'm expecting to get out of it. And if you can, you know, put a bow around that, then you have a really good understanding of how to treat your business like a business. So constantly be trying to quantify your business and quantify your activities and compress time as much as possible to get as much out of your Perium efforts so that you can ultimately get the freedom you need. That's the thing. The more you put into it, this is a highly leveraged business, the more time and focus and energy you put into your business up front, ultimately you're going to inspire others to do the same, and that's time, money, and energy that they're putting in that's going to help your business. So the speed of the leader is the speed of the pack. Create a campaign that's big and important and serious and matches your goals. Gather people along with you, whether it's prospects or whether it's people in your downline, and have them do the same and just create that energy. And that's what's happening, and that's why we're growing double digits. Our recruiting is up, you know, and our enrollments are up double digits. Our sales are up double digits. I mean, we're moving fast as a team. And so, you know, what I'm sharing with you is really what the fastest moving leaders are doing. You know, so these are not new concepts or new ideas. It's just reinforcing what's already working out in the field. And that's why I love doing these Tuesday night training calls. And that's why I love being out in the field, is to hear all these great ideas and just to be able to share them back with you. So thanks for being so open with what you're doing in your business, or thank somebody else who, you know, may or may not be on your team that shared some ideas with me that are part of this call here tonight. So that's what it's all about, is helping as many people as possible transform their lives, transform their health, but also transform their wealth. And so whether you're in it for the health, whether you're in it for the money, whether you're in it to help other people, it doesn't really matter. We're all in this together. You're on this call for a reason, and I hope that you got more tools now to be successful and achieve whatever goal you're looking to achieve. So create a campaign. Get serious about the what, the who, the why, the when, and the how much, and it will help you to get one step closer to your goals and your dreams. David Sandoval's tomorrow night going to have a great Dave in the Doctor's call. So, you know, create a little campaign. Go out there and email or text or talk to some of your leaders. Spend 20 minutes, 30 minutes, 40 minutes promoting getting people on that call. And sure enough, you know, if you get an extra 10 or 15 or 20 people listening to Dave, that could be just that much more retention, that much more sales as people understand, you know, the value of our product. So lots of opportunities to promote, and I hope you're taking advantage of the most valuable ones for your business. So have a great night. We'll catch you tomorrow night on Dave and the Doctors. And Dave's going to be out in Hawaii on Saturday. I'm sure that's going to be an awesome event, and looking forward to checking in with the folks from Houston here in just a little bit to find out what went on in Houston tonight. I'm sure that was a great kickoff to Texas for Purium. So thanks, everybody, for listening in. We'll catch you tomorrow night. Bye now.